Welcome to The Mother Gig, covering all aspects of this crazy ride we call being a mother in all its rawest, finest glory. Hey, so welcome back. If you have already been here, thank you so much for coming back. And if this is your first visit to my podcast, then welcome. My name is Sammy and this is The Mother Gig. And today I want to be talking about isolation and loneliness in motherhood, because I think it is a massive thing in modern day motherhood. And I would love it if you could ask your mothers and your grandmothers if they felt it was a big thing in their day, because I'm really interested to know whether this is a modern day issue or whether it is just an issue throughout all motherhood. So I find that I cycle through different thoughts and feelings at different times of the month, and I believe it's all linked to our menstrual cycle and also to the moon. And I didn't even consider this until I started listening to Catherine Eden Rewilding, and that's when I really started to tune more in with my cycle and look at things. And I really suggest, if you have not looked into it before, you go and look her up. I'll put her details in the show notes. It might be really interesting and helpful to you, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. What I want to talk about is modern day motherhood and how we can feel isolated and lonely even if we are surrounded by people. And I did an Instagram poll and asked if you feel isolated at times or often, and 100% replied that they agreed with that, which is massive. Like, it's unreal. And I think it's such a strong thread through motherhood. I often get messages about it, and people saying that they felt really lonely and stuff. And that, and postpartum body image is the other ones I get a lot about. And I think it really is a problem, and it's about how we tackle this and how we work on this and what we can do, because I feel we can get stuck in the self-pitying and the blaming on situations, and that's not going to help us get out of our loneliness. That's not going to help us start thriving rather than surviving. And I think with our modern day motherhood and our access to social media, it can be really good having access to social media, but it can also create this state where we're sitting on the fence and we're looking at what other people are doing, and we're almost jealous and they're doing motherhood better than me and stuff like that. And it's not helpful. And if that's what you're using social media for, then you need to be re-looking at who you are following and what you're looking at on there, and following things that light you up and interest you and make you excited about life and excited about where you could go in life and what you could do. And that's really what I try and use social media for. And if I find myself, and I do go back there, if I find myself going back to that state of, oh, I wish I was doing that, oh no, it's not fair, well, I'm never going to do that type thing, then I pull out my journal and I write things down and I get it off my chest, and that really helps. And I think about whether I should be really following this person and whether they're inspiring me and motivating me, or it's not them making me feel worse, but it's what they're doing is triggering me in some way, and how can I deal with that and how can I manage that. And I didn't used to journal until last year when I started the sisterhood with the Queen of Confidence, Erica Kramer. And the first thing she asked us to do was to get a journal and write our thoughts and feelings in it every day. So every day I just write down anything that pops into my head, whether it's just one word, one feeling, or it's a lot of stuff. And it's really good just to get it out there every day and to get it onto paper and to look at it and to acknowledge it and to try and move on from it. And I do find myself feeling worse if I don't do it. Like, I had a period in January where I didn't do it, and I could feel myself going back to my old ways and not catching my feelings anymore, and starting to sit in them and feel like they're really becoming me. So I'd honestly give it a go. I didn't think it would help me, but it really does. So when we're looking at loneliness and isolation in motherhood, there's a few different ways we can look at things. And what I really believe is that we can be surrounded by people and we can still feel so, so lonely, if not more lonely. And what I believe we should be doing is we should be looking at ourselves and going inward and really thinking about who we are and what we're interested in and what we want to get out of life and what are our unconditionals in motherhood. Like, what do we see as part of motherhood, and we don't want to change that because we've done our research and we believe that this is the way for us. And by really learning about who we are more, then we're able to start thinking about, what is it I want to get out of my friendships? Who are the types of people I want to connect with, and how can I connect with them? We have these mothers groups here in Australia, and it's all well and good putting a group of women together because they had the babies at the same times, but why does that necessarily mean that those women are going to get on? And there's so many factors to a relationship, and I just don't understand why it's believed that those mothers will get on because they had their kids at the same time, and why they feel like they have to get on, and what parts of them are they giving up to pursue those relationships and to continue them? And are you able to be your fully expressed self with people who, and you may have really different standpoints on things, and yes, it's good that we challenge each other and we're not looking for friendships where we're identical, because let's face it, that's not going to exist. We're all completely unique. But pursuing and these friendships where you have nothing in common is not going to make you feel less lonely. It's only going to make you feel lonelier, because you're going to feel like you don't fit in anywhere. And I went to many groups when Casey was little and sat in rooms full of people and couldn't find things to connect with them with. And I went through that cycle of, well, what if there isn't anyone out there for me? What if I don't connect with anyone? Or should I start being someone else? And it was a real journey to come out of that and say, no, actually, if I am a fully expressed self and I know myself, then I'm going to start attracting people who are attracted to who I am and what it is I'm about, and we have things in common. And I arrived here in Australia with no friends, and all my friendship groups I've built up through social media, and that's pursuing you know, things, like-minded things, going to groups where I felt there'd be like-minded people, following things on Instagram, connecting with others on Instagram who I found interesting and felt maybe the right people for me. And it's not going to fix it straight away, and it does take time, but I feel like by doing things like that, I've got to a place now where I have really deep, meaningful connections with people and true friendships that I want to chase and I want to pursue and continue, and I'm excited about. And if I'm not feeling too great and I see them, I feel better in myself after it. And I feel like I'm not just a mother, and that may sound harsh, but it's how you look at that. Like, I don't want to just be identified as a mother because I am my own person and I have my own unique wants and needs and thoughts and feelings, and we all deserve to have our needs met, like our children's needs are met. So I'm really, what I'm saying through all of this is that we need to take back some responsibility for getting out of our own feelings of loneliness and isolation. And it's almost hard to hear that you could have some responsibility in this, because as a society we do like to point blame on other things, and you know, the lack of tribe and village and how that's changed. And we need to work out what motherhood looks for us now in a modern day setting and what we can do. And when you start to take back some of that power and that ownership over creating your network and creating these meaningful relationships, then that's when you really start to feel good about yourself, and that you have some control over this and you have some power in this and you can actually do something. And when we start to take back our own power, we start to realize we can do more, and how that may feed into other aspects of your life and how we might start to look at other things in our lives and how we can take back some control and power over that, and really realize, you know, you've given birth and you've really glimpsed into the power you have in yourself. And I really think it's important that we start acknowledging that and seeing how we can use it in other aspects of our life. And I think that could be a really interesting thing to start doing. So I'd like to thank you for listening to this episode. I'd love any comments and feedback. I'm not here to offer advice on how to do things. I'm here to get you to start questioning how things are done now and how we live and how we can change modern day motherhood and how we can really take back some control. And as you go through the different episodes, if you find things that I'm saying are uncomfortable to you, I'd like you to question why, and is it that I'm challenging something inside of you? Anyway, thank you for listening. I'll put some links in the show notes that I mentioned, and I would love to hear from you. Bye.